Let's go to Nehemiah chapter 4. That's what I used to call it when I first got saved. Just go ahead and laugh when everybody else does, and you'll reveal how dumb you are. Nehemiah chapter number 4. And we'll look at some scripture here in the Bible. Nehemiah, that's what they call it. I hope that you'll remember now. I'm going to talk just a minute before we leave about the our work day tomorrow. And ask some of you to do some special things, if you would, please. And I'm going to preach about a group of people that's in a building program. And this will be my last building program message for a long time, probably. And the perfect example is in Nehemiah chapter 4. I've heard Dr. Ruckman say, and his other teachers, they teach the book of Nehemiah. The reason God put all this stuff in the Bible is because he knew that every preacher would face all this kind of opposition when they'd try to build a church. So the Bible is an amazing book. And every problem that I face as a pastor, that looks a little bit above, today, in 2008, was in right here in the Bible, in the book of Nehemiah, in the Old Testament. That's amazing to me. And I'm gonna give you some thoughts tonight. I'm not going to do like I did this morning and tell war stories this morning of my own personal life. I might tell one tonight, but basically, I want you to look at how they got this wall built. And this is what we're going to have to do. You do know, you've heard me say it over and over and over, the devil don't like it when God's people get a place to worship. And I'm telling you, I've been waiting on this for a while, and it happened yesterday. We've been over there working for nearly a year now, and hard since September. September's when we really started working, so we didn't do too bad. 8 months, so, something like that. Not too bad. It usually takes 2 years to get one from ground up. But I've been waiting on this, and it happened yesterday. I had a man and his wife came and was going to do some work for me. And they came in yesterday, and I said, well, how do you like it? And they said, oh, this is beautiful. And the lady said, boy, this is one of the prettiest churches I've ever seen. It's really nice. And we walked in the auditorium, and the lady turned to her husband, and she said, it feels good in here. And I said, that's what I've been waiting on. I've been waiting on somebody to say that. She said, it just feels right. It feels good in here. And I thought, the Lord's in here. Lord's in here. Wait. You know what he said to Noah? You know what God said to Noah in Genesis 7? He said, come thou in the ark. Come thou in the ark. What does that mean? God was already in there waiting on him. The Lord's over there. I was wondering where he's been lately. He's over there in the new building saying, will y'all please come on over here? Now, I'm glad he can be two places at once. But he's been over there. He's over there and he's saying, come thou into the new building. That means he's already there. Boy, when she said that, that done me worlds of good. She said, it just feels good in here. And I said, amen. It's because we got real lights instead of fluorescent ones, really. But it feels like a church instead of a doctor's office. But I appreciated that. That a lot for me. But that's what we need. And Nehemiah and his friends here, as they built this wall, let's read it. And I'm going to read all of this, so I'll just preach real short. But it came to pass. They always had enemies. Sanballat. Sanballat was an enemy of that church. He did not want that church to be built. Didn't want it. And buddy, don't you think for a second we ain't got them. I mean Christians, sinners. There'll be Christians go by when they see us not out here on Sunday and will almost shout thinking we went out of business. There'll be Christians that when they see our cars parked over in the new parking lot will be sad in their heart. That's a fact. Sanballat and Tobiah, these guys hated the work. When they heard that we built the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews, who do these people think they are? Little old flashlight Baptist. Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? What are they going to try to do over there? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now, Tobiah, the son, the Ammonite, was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down that stone, their stone wall. You know what he said? He said, I don't worry about them. They build something, little old thing, it ain't going to mount to nothing. One man heard the other day, I heard this man, and I shouldn't have said this. This man said, well, I heard they didn't have but about 90 or 100 people going down there. And I run into him in the hospital in Marion, and I guess my flesh got in the way or something. He said, how's it going, Brother Daniel? I said, oh, it's going great, man. I tell you what, and it was right after something. We just had the camp meeting or something. I said, we had 400 last Sunday. You had this standing around the walls. He said, well, good. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have done it. I should have just let him think what he wanted to think. But nobody's perfect. That's my favorite verse. And I will tell you something, brother. Listen, what knew these feeble Jews? If a fox go up there, they ain't going to ever mount to nothing. That's right. That's what they said. Now, if you don't belong to a church that people are talking against, you're not in the right kind of church. I'm telling you, in the Bible said that everywhere it was spoken against. There's just something about when the Lord gets in something, people, they're against it and they don't even know why they're against it. They're against it for the same reason I was against the Da Vinci Code before I knew what it was. Something inside me didn't like it, and I didn't know what it was. Something inside them don't like it, and they never even been there. I heard people say, I can't stand Danny Castle. And one of the members said, have you ever heard him preach? No, I just don't like him. They automatically feel some resistance about what's in me and what's in us. So, let's look here a little bit further. Verse number 4. Hear, O our God, for we are despised. That's good. And turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out. See, that's pretty nice, boy. He's praying for their sins not to be forgiven. Lord, don't save old Sanballat and Tobiah. Let them die and go to hell. That ain't right. But that's what he felt like. For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. Verse 6. Here's what we're going to do tomorrow, fellas. Rest of the week. So built we the wall. Amen. So built we the wall. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and get it done. So built we the wall. Amen. Let's build the wall. And the Bible said here, and all the wall was joined together under the height thereof, for the people had a mind to work. Not criticize, work. Not sit back and laze around, work. The people had a mind to work. But it came to pass when they saw them spreading mulch, and they saw them putting up chandeliers, and they saw them striping the parking lot, and they saw them, and they were cleaning pews, and they saw them, they were touching, it's all in Hebrew. They said, it came to pass when they saw that, and the Bible said, they heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up, that the breaches were beginning to be stopped, then they were very wroth. And verse 8 said, they conspired, all of them together, to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Nevertheless, here's what we need to do. We made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. And Judah said, verse 10, the strength of the bearers of burden is decayed, and there is much rubbish. That's trash. You don't believe we got much rubbish? Head on over there and look. Got a whole trailer full up and rooms full of it to spare. Much rubbish. So that we are not able to build the wall. You can't get the wall built with trash laying everywhere. I'm going to get back. I'll say something about that in a minute. Verse 11. And our adversary said, they shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them and slay them and cause the work to cease. And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, from all places whence ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Therefore, set I in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places, I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, for your sons and for your daughters and for your wives and your houses. Stop right there. That's why we're getting the building built, for our sons and for our daughters. for our children, for our grandchildren. Oh, don't you want it? Listen, you say, well, I'm going to die pretty soon. Maybe you are, maybe you ain't. But ain't you want your kid and your grandkid somewhere to go to church where you know they'll hear the truth? I do. I want the kids, the grandkids, the great-grandkids. The Lord don't come. To have somewhere to go. That's what they did here. Verse 15, it came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, everyone to his work. That's what we'll do tomorrow. And it came to pass from that time forth that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears, the shields, and the bows, and the habergeons, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. 17, hold on. There was half of them standing up here, putting mortar on there, laying blocks like this, getting the job done, and the other half was standing here, spears, holding the enemy off of them. There was half of them up here, wiping pews, doing stuff, hooking up electrical wires, wiring in sound system, and the other half was down on their knees saying, God, keep the devil off of them. That's how they got it done. This is a spiritual work. This is not a physical thing. It's not light building. The hardest thing in dealing with contractors is getting them to understand that a church is not like building a Family Dollar store. And it's not like building a bank. It's different than any other thing you've ever got involved in. There is a spiritual force, I'm telling you, trying to stop a church from being built that is not active in anything else. I don't know how many times I've heard it. I heard it at New Manna. 20 times, I know. I've heard it down here already. Well, we've done work all over the country, and this is the first time this has ever happened. I've heard that over and over and over. You know why? We're dealing with spiritual things. Amen? Lord, I'm not going to preach, I'm just going to read you this scripture. 17. They which build it on the wall, and they which bear burdens, and those that laid it, everyone with his hands wrought in the work, with the other hand held a weapon. They worked one hand, held a weapon in the other. For the builders, everyone had a sword girded by his side, and so builded. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. That's the preacher sounding the trumpet. And I said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. I got a preaching Shelby. And he said, and what place therefore ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us, our God shall fight for us. Hallelujah, praise God. Boom, smacky. Amen. Verse 21, so we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. There's the day's work, fella. It ain't coming in at 10 and taking a coffee break and talking for an hour about what you're going to do and then go to Lowe's for 2 hours. Brother Andy goes to Lowe's. We changed the name of Lowe's to Slow's. If you don't want to get enough of a man's work, send him to Lowe's. Send him over there to Slow's. You say, well, somebody lie to tell him. We got a man sitting right here at work, sir. I don't care. Somebody needs to put pressure on him. Well, I'll call it Slow's. If you want to pay a man all day for doing nothing, send him to Slow's. Brother, you know what they done? They worked from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. That's the way you get the job done. Whoever come up with this 8-hour-a-day stuff and 4 breaks and dinner time and an hour off lunch? Whoever come up with that? Verse 22, likewise, at the same time, said I unto the people, let everyone with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be a guard to us and labor on the day. So neither I, now buddy, here's the workers, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, save them, for everyone put them off for washing. They kept the work clothes on, took them off and washed them, wrapped up in a sheet or something, and dried them out and put them back on, went back to work. Them boys got the job done. I'm just going to point out a few things about this. Building the wall in spite of the devil. There's 5 things tonight that they did. I'm just going to read them off to you and we'll go. These 5 things will encourage us as we finish our building program. There will be always those who try to hinder you if you're trying to serve God. Young preachers cannot understand this. They cannot. You can't explain it to them. They think, well, if I had me a church, I'd do this, and I'd organize visitation, and I'd do that. Yeah, okay, well, You wait and see what you do. I thought, tell me one time. He said, I'll have me a church, and buddy, I'm going to do it right. That's what I thought. You forget there's somebody waiting on you the first morning when you get up. Pastor the church is, I have never even seen anything even begin to come like it. You never get it figured out. You never get it mastered. Yeah, I don't know a bit more what I'm doing now than I did 20 years ago. I don't think. I mean, it's always something different. It's always something new. And you just got to make up your mind, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. You're going to have to help me. Have mercy on me, and I'll go and fight the battle if you'll help me. And the Lord will help you. I told you a bunch of war stories this morning, and boy, I've had some. I ain't kidding you. I was going to tell you about that time I went up to Canada, and I preached up in Canada one time, and this guy took me way out where a bunch of Indians live. And it was like an Indian reservation, or I don't know where it was. We went like to Niagara Falls, went over into Canada, and well, and it snowed. I'm telling you, it snowed. It had to be that deep. I'm not exaggerating. The wind was blowing so hard, you couldn't see a whiteout. I mean, just sideways snow. I told him, I said, well, what are we going to do tonight? He said, well, we'll have church. I said, will anybody be there? He said, oh, yeah. He said, these people live up here. They're used to this. I said, sounds fine to me. Let's go. We went down the road. You couldn't see the road. I could not tell where the road is. I said, are we on the road? He said, well, it don't matter. The church is right down here. We got down there, and somebody had a pickup truck. And the kids were like this, lined up in the back of that pickup truck, doing flips, hitting us, not like you're jumping in a pool, doing gainers and turning flips, and I wanted to do it so bad I couldn't stand it. I said, I'm going to get up there and do that. I wanted to get up, but I said, man, I got on a suit and everything, get snow in my hair, but we had a great service and a great revival. I remember preaching to the Indians out in Oklahoma, somewhere out there, a little place called Tallahena, Oklahoma, Lord, and it was the same way, and you went out there one time, didn't you, Roy Lee? Isn't that where you went, Doc? Lord have mercy. Have some place. And we went out there with old Don and Hal, and a bunch of people met some Indians, Joe Arthur. Some of us went out there, and we sang, preached, and had the best time ever was. And the Lord's been good. And then when you get in the building program, everything changes. It's a fight. So I want to say just five things about this, and let's do this for the next 2 weeks, okay? Let's do this for the next 2 weeks. Brother Derek hit the nail on the head last Sunday morning. He said this. He said, as we begin to move into a new building, he said, the devil is going to do everything he can to knock you out, discourage you, make you think gas is too high to drive. It'll cost you $2 more a Sunday. We done figured it out. 5 miles most for any of us. 5 miles. That's 1/3 of a gallon. Or if you get 15 miles a gallon, that's 1/4 of a gallon. If you get 20 miles a gallon, that's $1. It'll cost you $1 more per trip there, a dollar back. So the devil will do anything in the world he can to discourage you. He sure will. He sure will. And even after we get there, I told you the other night, please don't say this. Please don't say this. Don't let me hear this. Please don't let me get over there and say, somebody say, well, I just missed the old building. I'll shoot you if you say that. I'll shoot you. We have worked our fool heads off to try to get it out. And listen, I am not going to miss smelling rotten eggs when we come in the morning. I am not going to miss, brother, I mean the water leaking every time it rains. I'm not going to miss standing in line behind 14 bus kids waiting to get in the bathroom. I'm not going to. I love you, old Bill, and you've been good to us. Bye. Amen. I mean, I've even heard people say, well, what if the Lord don't bless in the new building? It ain't the building God blesses. It's our work. It's our heart. It's our ministry. It's our faith that God blesses. I heard somebody say, well, once we got in the new building, everything was never the same. Hey, God, if moving in a new building kills your spirit, you didn't have the right spirit to start with. But anyway, let me just say these things right quick and we'll go. Number one, Nehemiah and his people kept an eye on the enemy. They kept an eye on the enemy. Will you keep an eye on the enemy for the next couple of weeks? Watch out for the devil. He's going to be coming some way, somehow. You know what we're going to do? The very next morning after we're in the building, going to camp. I'm telling you, we ain't got helpers. We don't have no cooks. We don't have no fields planted. We ain't bought nothing. We're going to camp 2 weeks from March. You say, what are you going to do, Brother Danny? I don't know. Wouldn't hurt them fast a week. Cheese and crackers, right, Brother Mike? Mike eats cheese and crackers every day, is that right? And look what a massive specimen of muscle and humanity that fellow is. I'm telling you what, brother, we'll do something at camp. We'll go to Firefart and give them kettles cooked salt and dinner with toast chips, and brother, give them salad and cola, and that'll hold them for a day or two. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know. All we can see is getting in that building. But I know one thing. We better keep an eye on the enemy. We better keep an eye on the enemy. The devil right now is sitting out there waiting. I hope the Lord won't let him in here tonight. But he's out there waiting, saying, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him a little out of mouth. I'm sorry. He deserves to die, God. He deserves to die. Did you see what he did? He shouldn't be living. You should kill him. And the Lord said, stand back, stand back. I didn't see a thing. I didn't see a thing. And the devil said, no, I saw he sinned. He sinned. And the Lord says, stand back. I find no fault in him. That's the only thing keeping me alive right now. It's a good grace of God Almighty that's keeping me alive right now. Praise his holy name. Praise grace on my life. I'm telling you this evening, brother, it's not us, it's God. God's had his hand on this church. Hallelujah. We need to keep an eye on the enemy. I know Brother Andy's got his feelings hurt about what I said a minute ago. You know what that's kidding? That's not, so what? I'm just kidding. He's done a lot of work down there, and I appreciate him. If Lowe's was closed, he'd done a whole lot more. We kid him about going to Slow's. They go to Slow's and they get back till 4 o'clock in the evening. Then quit at 4:15. I'm just kidding. I appreciate you, brother. But the devil will tell you, the devil will say to Brother Andy, you know, Brother Danny don't appreciate what you did.
He did,
sir. The devil done told you that?
He did.
Well, he was right on that one. No, I'm just kidding. Now, that's the devil telling you, I do appreciate you, brother. And then you'll see something else. And then you'll see the devil try to make you think, well, I don't know. Look what an old boring dull color we got, blue. Does that look like me? No. I've done that for you old weirdos who think church supposed to look like funeral home. I'm telling you something, brother. Listen, I'm trying to fix it so you couldn't be offended at nothing. All I heard when I came in, purple chairs, purple chairs, purple chairs. Listen, there's a story behind these purple chairs. And there's a story behind our orange pulpit when we get up there. Now, I'm just kidding. No, it ain't orange. Better not be. He's going to paint it for us. Stand up, Brock. If anybody sees anything wrong with the painting, there's the man that did it right there. But he was on the porch, brother, the little on him, standing up on it painting. Miracle didn't fall with him. So Brock painted the church. If anybody finds anything wrong with it, he's the man that did it. Amen? Where was you at, genius, when we needed you? Amen. I appreciate Brother Tim. They've done a tremendous job. They made that bill look brand new. Amen. They've done a great job. Now, I'm telling you something. I said this morning. You can find something wrong with everything. I can come to your house and find something wrong with it. I can look at your car and find something wrong with it. You can look at me. I can look at you. There's only one thing in the world you can't find something wrong with. That's the Bible. Everything else got something wrong with it. If this pulpit has, my watch has, everything got a scratch, everything's got a little mistake somewhere. Me and Miss Sue and Brother Fred and a couple guys put the carpet down. It is not perfect. We're going to work on it before we get over there, then. We're going to turn the lights down way. It looks better. Like I try to have it dark in a wedding. Any of my girls look good if you make it dark enough. But our carpet looks good if it's dark enough in there. But I'm telling you, we ought to just thank God we got it, amen. We ought to just say hallelujah. Bless his holy name. We got it, amen. We got it, amen. Thank God we got it, hallelujah. Been a long time coming, but the desire cometh. It's a tree of life. Amen. Well, Nehemiah kept an eye on the enemy. Nehemiah and his people had some rubbish that hindered and endangered them. They'd remove that rubbish. Rubbish is an English word for trash. That's what the Beatles said their music was. Rubbish. I said, amen. So what? When they went real hippie and started worshiping Indian gods, they said all the other stuff was rubbish. That's an English word that means trash. And you can't, and when you got trash piled up that high, some of the workers come in there one day and said, Lord, we can't get nothing done. There's too much trash in here. And Brother Lloyd very kindly has let us use his trailer, and we fill it up. We're going to get a dumpster, and they won like $200 for the first month and $100 every time they emptied us up. But we should have done that, I guess. But by then, we've half done anyway. So we've just been using his trailer. And tip it symbolically or spiritually tonight. That's thinking, if we got trash in our lives, we can't work like God wants us to work. It will hinder you. Trash in your life will hinder your bus route. Trash in your life will hinder your Sunday school class. Trash in your life will hinder your singing. Trash in your life will hinder your preaching. The more trash we got in our life, the less usable we are for the Lord, the less work we can get done. They had some rubbish that had to be moved. And then number three, Nehemiah and his people kept their weapons at hand. They kept their weapons at hand. They didn't go up there and say, well, let's go work. Son, they had that sword right here. They never knew when there was going to be attacked. They never knew. I got a phone call the other day, some fellow in Hickory. He said, when are you moving in your new church? I said, soon. He said, call me. We want to come. The lady that I told you said, felt good in there, yes? I said, y'all going to come for a Sunday? They said, yep, we'll be here. We'll be here. There's been just oodles of people, Greek for a lot. And they said, a bunch of them said, we'll come, Brother Danny. You just tell us when your first Sunday is. Amen? People like clean restrooms. People like, nice smelling place. Amen? Somebody said, yes. I said, Lord, I can't wait till we get out of here. This old smelly building. I said, there's only one problem. We're taking the smell with us. This building doesn't stink by itself. They stinkers in here. Amen. That's what makes us stink. So when we move in the new building, we might ought to start cleaning up a little bit better. Wash your car that first Sunday. Everybody going down the interstate to see it. Wash your car that first Sunday if it don't. All right. Number four, I'll say this coming around through. Nehemiah and his people cooperated. They cooperated. They didn't come. Now, tomorrow night, I ain't going to be there. I got to preach. I got to leave early. So I guess I'm going to leave one of you fellas in charge. Don't come over and say, well, I don't know what to do. We'll have something to do. Now, tomorrow night I have big work night, especially for ladies. So if y'all don't want to come, don't worry about it. But we need some men tomorrow night. Nehemiah and his people cooperated. They cooperated. I'm telling you, that was a secret of their success. Did you know, you look at the devil's crowd. You know why the devil's crowd gets a lot done? They cooperate with each other. The news media, all that rock and roll, MTV. MTV owns Nickelodeon. The network. And all, they all cooperate, brother. They're all headed the same way. And you know why churches fuss and fight? And all? You can't get churches to work together. I hear preachers once in a while say, Brother Danny, we want you to come and preach, and I've sent out letters to all the churches in town, and we're going to have more. I just think, you poor fellow, you don't more know what you're talking about. Churches ain't going to come. Listen, in man, when we had the biggest youth rally probably that ever been held in the South, 3,200 people in Marion, North Carolina. Population of the city ain't about 5,000. And you know, we had over 100 churches represented, and you know how many of them was from McDowell County? About 3. Okay? Churches will not cooperate with each other. And they won't even announce your meeting. And the reason they won't is because they're scared that their young people will come and like it and won't start going there all the time. And that's sad, and I understand it, but it's sad that we can't, that we're so scared to death that we can't even, listen, if ever, they're getting ready to have a liquor boat up there in just a few weeks. We can't vote because we live out in the county. That's rigged. Amen? Everybody in the county ought to be allowed to vote. That's crooked as a dog's hind leg. They say big signs up, come to Marion, do your shopping, don't let us, well, bless God, come to Marion and let us vote then. Amen. I wasn't even planning on getting up on that. They're planning on going to put. There ain't never been liquor in a restaurant in my lifetime in McDowell County. Morgan and Bax lived many years ago. You can't even buy them in a store where it bootleggers sold liquor all my life, and that's where it's supposed to be. Bootleggers are supposed to sell liquor. Amen? They're the ones that's supposed to sell it. Some of my kin folks is bootleggers. No, I'm just kidding. I probably was that much. But we supposed to sell liquor. If you want to sell liquor, sell pot. Liquor's worse on people than smoking marijuana is. Say amen right there. That's right. I'm not for legalizing pot. I'm for illegalizing both of them. Amen. That's right. But anyway, there's enough Christians and churches in McDowell County if they'd work together. Some of them preaching on radio against Tom Walken, Zion Hill, Jeff Duncan. Some of them got they're preaching good against it. I admire them. My hat's off to them. Praise God. There's enough Christians in McDowell County to change the whole town if ever one of them. But people will not work together. What kills Christian is we're jealous, we're scared, we're not. One preacher told me, I said, "You going to come to our camp meeting?" He said, "No, I can't come, Danny." I said, "Why?" He said, I just can't. Personal conviction. I said, "Well, what's the Bible say?" He said, "Well, it's just personal conviction." He said, "But I hope the Lord blesses you, and I hope you have a..." I said, "Wait a minute. You want the Lord to be with me, but you won't. So the Lord will be with me, but you won't be with me. Is that what... Make sure you get this straight. You want the Lord to bless me. If I thought somebody wasn't right, I wouldn't want the Lord to bless them. Translated... Really, I know you're doing good, and I do want the Lord to bless you, but I'm scared to death what my buddies would say about me." That's translated. Say amen right there. Some of y'all know you take a beating. Some of your kin folks give you a hard time. Good. That's good for them. Amen. Good for you, too. You need to suffer a little persecution once in a while. Well, I'm going to say this, and I'm through. Nehemiah and his people dedicated themselves and determined to get the job done. They just made up their minds and said, "We're going to do it." I got a list of stuff right here, 2 pages of it, matter of fact, of stuff we got to do in the next week. Brother Randy, Mike, got a job for y'all. Bust all that rock out around that lighthouse and move it. Saw it off. We move it like that. Oh my goodness, have we got work to do. Rocks and mulch. Oh my goodness. Hard work. And Nehemiah and his people determined to get the job done. Oh, J. Frank Norris. I was going to tell you some stories about him tonight, and I'm going to stop because we took so long earlier in the service. But he said the worst enemies a preacher has is high society, big shot women, and jealous preachers. That's true. That's true. We don't expect the ministerial association of Burke County to call me and say, "Reverend Castle, congratulations on your new... It's just so wonderful to see the work of God." It's not going to happen. And I ain't got no hard feelings against them. Bless their hearts. But we don't get our support from them. It ain't going to happen. We get it from the Lord and from each other. From each other. Can I say this and I'm through? This might be the most important thing I've said and I'm through. We can't fight each other, three people. We can't start fighting each other. We've got to stick together. Everything ain't going to go your way. Everything. Look, I see things over there I'd change. I wish we'd have done different. I mean, please don't come to me. "Why did he do it? Why did he do it? Why should he have been fixed?" I mean, I don't know. I mean, we're not perfect. But let's stick together. And let's say, "Hey, let's get this job done for the glory of God." Amen. All right. Let's stand. Let's sing something good, Brother Jason. I don't know about invitation. If you want to come pray, you can come on. If not...